so that our answers are synergistic. I'm not going to talk about the issues that Adriana mentioned, but I think also I would put there a message when we're talking about synergies, the importance of mainstreaming technology-facilitated gender-based violence into existing platforms, global platforms on GBV. Not to create a parallel track, not to create segregation, as I said in my presentation. So what we need to do, for instance, is to bring more powerfully technology-facilitated gender-based violence under the Spotlight Initiative, on which UN Women and UNFPA and other agencies are working. We need to bring it more strongly and visibly into the area of responsibility of gender-based violence of the Interagency Standing Committee on Humanitarian Action. No? In order not also to create duplication with platforms that can be detrimental to broader GBV efforts. I also wanted to talk or address your question now about the duplication of reports. I think that, well, this resolution has the value, no, that it has explicitly referred to the strong collaboration that needs to be made with other human rights mechanisms of the Council in preparing this report. I think that this is a very important step in that direction, but also mindful, as other speakers and panelists mentioned, on the fact that the technology-facilitated gender-based violence is an evolving phenomenon, which we don't know where it will be taking us, but will stay there as one of the important mega trends of this generation. I can anticipate that probably this will not be the last report. No, I'm sure that we will continue to put our heads around this issue as the because it's kind of a moving target as well. Thank you.
Muchas gracias por su esfuerzo de síntesis. Por último.